from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. And joining us on that hotline right now is our buddy, our pal, our friend from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, covers the Steelers and Pitt for that outlet. He is Chris Carter. Good morning to you, Chris. How you doing today, buddy?
I'm all right, fellas. How y'all doing today?
We are doing outstanding. So were you at this super secret Bill Steelers practice that wound up not being super secret?
Absolutely, I was. I was tweeting live from there.
Yeah, that's why we had John. I knew the answer to that question already. So, all right, Carter. Apart from quarterback, because we spent a lot of time on quarterback, we'll continue to spend a lot of time on quarterback. Now it's nut cutting time. It's game two to preseason now. And you're going to see the starters for four series about, Mike Tomlin said yesterday. What are you looking for? We'll start 30,000. We'll narrow down on some things.
I'll start with the offensive line because that's the group that the Steelers have been investing the most in, and that's the group that they're hoping to see better overall. I think one guy that you should expect to see a lot of, and I think, Doran, be prepared for yourself because this guy over here is about to lose it, but Zach Frazier, I think, is primed to have a very good game. I thought he was exceptionally good in the joint practice. I saw him win reps against Daquan Jones. The first play of 11-on-11 with the Steelers offense versus the Bills defense, Najee Harris cuts to the left and cuts back to the inside and takes off for a 40-yard touchdown. Zach Frazier just like folded his side in away so that it kind of opened up the middle part of the field. And it's been so long since the Steelers have had someone that could do that. And I think you're starting to see that come to the light there, but also not just Zach Frazier, Broderick Jones, not that he's not started before, but he's looked really good. I thought he didn't have his best preseason game, but in this joint practice, I saw him go up against Greg Rousseau, who's a good young pass rusher in the NFL, beat him, shut him out, never let him get past him. Then they put Von Miller on him, and we all know Von Miller. He's not in his prime anymore, but that's a Hall of Famer right there, and he was able to win consistently against Von Miller. I'd be very interested to see how this group does as a whole on Saturday night because they looked very strong, and if they can look very strong consistently throughout the season, it will do a world of hurt upon opponents because that is how the Steelers offense wants to operate this year. Wear you down, be physical, be the bullies, and I think we're starting to see more and more inklings of that throughout practices.
I think everybody knows, Chris, that the point of joint practices is to obviously go against different guys in a practice setting. It is to do the different the different drills in a practice setting against different people. And whenever you think about the AFC and you think about the division and you think about teams like Cincinnati, you think about even the Browns and obviously the Ravens, the way that they beat people is explosive offense. So whenever you're at this practice yesterday, if I personally want to ask you a question about a position and narrow it to one position and how they looked, it would be the defensive backs. How did the defensive backs, Joey Porter Jr., Corey Trice, even Minka, Deshaun Elliott, KZ, how did they look going against the Buffalo Bills skilled players during practice?
I thought they looked really good. Honestly, I felt like the Buffalo Bills that might have been like one of the worst signs for them this year.
Yeah.
Was how their receivers were lining up with the Steelers DBs. Not because the Steelers DBs are bad, but because I thought they really took them out in several situations. Josh Allen did not have his way with the Steelers secondary in this practice. Now, granted, I did not watch all of the defense, the Steelers defense versus the Bills offense. They kind of ran simultaneously. Like the Bills offense was on one side, the Bills defense was on the other. So I kind of had to pick and choose. But when I focused on the Bills offense versus the Steelers defense, I saw a Steelers secondary that was not just hanging with those guys, but making plays. Hmm. Corey Trice has looked very good since they've kind of let him run with the ones this week. Dante Jackson has some bumps and bruises. They're happy to let him rest. I think they're very confident about him. They love his speed and the way that he plays the game. But Corey Trice, since he's been in there, he's looked as good as a number two as anybody we've seen. He has the length, he has the size, he has the speed, and he is locking up people. Even outside of Josh Allen, Mitch Trubisky came into the practice, and during there they did a 2-minute drill, and he kept going at Corey Trice, and Corey Trice only allowed one catch, and on a fourth down, Mitch Trubisky actually threw a pretty good ball. It was a back shoulder fade to try to win the 2-minute drill in the end zone, and Corey Trice played it perfectly, didn't let his guy get separation, waited for the ball, knocked it down, and the Steelers actually won twice against the Bills offense in the 2-minute drill. They stopped him early, they forced a reset, and then they got another fourth down, and they were able to stop him again. So been very impressed by them. Joey Porter Jr. has been kind of Ike Taylor-ish. Like, he just takes people away. Mm. He doesn't get all, like, crazy interceptions or anything like that, but you're also not seeing him get beat regularly throughout practice.
Like he played in college.
So I think yeah, exactly. And I think that's kind of what you want, right? You want corners that don't give up big plays. And that might not be, you know, sexy. That might not be hot. That might not be the thing that, you know, that turns heads and gets you highlights. But that's the stuff that makes really good defenses, and I think Joey Porter Jr. is doing that.
Now, the people who listen to our show get turned on by passes defense. They totally do. I know I do. Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company, and Chris Carter of the Post-Gazette's joining us here on the Fan Morning Show. And I tweeted out a quote that he had about Zach Frazier, and while you're doing the interview, you retweeted it. So that is just next-level promotion there. By Chris Carter.
Multitask.
Unreal. All right, Carter. So now we get to the quarterbacks. And everyone has seen Russ Wilson in a limited capacity, at least compared to Justin Fields. But what you have seen out of Russ, compare that to Justin. Who's playing more consistently? Who's playing at a higher level? Kind of juxtapose those two, if you will.
So I've been very impressed by Justin Fields' ability to grow in this camp. When I've been watching him early on in camp, he was kind of erratic at times, didn't look like he understood where he was going with the football, wasn't confident in his progressions, wasn't consistent in his footwork. And like you saw all over the placeness that we saw in Chicago and minicamp, and that kind of all bled over to the start of camp. But by, I'd say, the second week of camp on, he became very consistent. I think that the Steelers let him kind of come as he was, and they said, hey, be who you want to be. Be who you, you know, do the things that feel naturally to you. Then we will try to work with you and try to improve those. And I think that he's taken every single day very strongly, and he has improved by a lot. And now he is very consistent. He is going through his progressions. He's more accurate with the football. He's not making erratic plays. He's being within the structure of the play. And I think that's so important for the future of Justin Fields. But the thing is that Russell Wilson has not practiced with the ones through most of training camp. It's been actually very rare compared to how often Justin Fields has done it. And the thing is that Russell Wilson is coming in with the ones, and there's no warm up. It's just he's there. He's got it. He knows where to go. First read, second read, third read, ball out. And that's been kind of who he is. And then you also know Russell Wilson. Sometimes he'll go through the first three reads and like, no, I want to play around a little bit. I'm going to move left, move right. Now I'll throw this 40-yard bomb to Connor Hayward. He also loves, for some reason, to throw to Connor Hayward. Like, whenever Connor Hayward's downfield, he's like, I want that guy. And he'll throw it to him, and Connor Hayward will catch it. So Russell Wilson, I think the thing is that I say this all the time on Locked On Steelers, on North Shore Drive. Justin Fields has closed the gap on Russell Wilson simply because Justin Fields is better. But he has not overtaken Russell Wilson because Russell Wilson has all the things that the Steelers want Justin Fields to be made consistent already in his game. So Russell Wilson's going to start in this game. You know, I talked about this with Jerry Dulac on today's North Shore Drive podcast. He goes over his expectations and what he hears on the team. He expects Russell Wilson to probably go two drives with the first team offense, and then maybe Justin Fields to go two drives with the first team offense. So I think that that's going to be interesting to see the contrast between the two of them. But this is still Russell Wilson's job by far. But I think what Justin Fields has done is that now the Steelers look at him and they say, you know what, if Russell goes down, this is not panic time. It's go in there and run the same offense and do a few things different. Because one thing that Justin Fields does have on Russell Wilson, Wilson used to be a more mobile guy who would always use his legs. And now, like, he uses his legs to buy time, but not to get as many yards. Justin Fields, when he runs the quarterback option, is dangerous. Like, the Steelers did their seven shots drill against the Bills defense, and when they put Justin Fields in, they scored every single time. And one of the times is a QB option where he put a defender on an island, and the defender's like, "What do I pick?" And by the time he realized what was going on, Justin Fields was like jogging into the end zone. It was pretty crazy. So Fields has done a really great job this camp, and I think that he has done things that I think could end up lengthening his career. Russell Wilson, though, is still QB1, and for good reason.
Chris, great stuff, man.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate the time. We'll talk to you soon, buddy.
Yes, sir. Have a good day, y'all.
You too. Chris Carter of the Post-Gazette.
He had a little twang to that, y'all.
He did. He threw a y'all in there.
Yeah. Good day, y'all.
He went to Cheney. You're from here. What are you throwing a y'all in there for?
Y'all.
I went to school at Morgantown. I don't even start.
I used to say y'all a lot whenever I was in Texas.
That's why you're allowed to adopt that.
I know.
Like Brian Kelly goes down Baton Rouge, and he starts, "Well, howdy, y'all.
Howdy, y'all."
Although that's Texas.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I confused Australia and New Zealand the other day.
You did.
Par for the course. Fan Twitter brought to you, probably can't do that, brought to you by South Hills Kia and Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. You can text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm. They always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Ton to react to there. And I mean, an absolute mountain of stuff to react to from Chris Carter. And we will do just that coming up next. A ton to react to from that.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Conversation with Chris Carter, the Post-Gazette. Also, just threw up a little Twitter poll. Fan Morning Show Twitter poll brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. Trust PJ.com. If you missed it, Mark Caboli, now working and writing for WWE. And I wonder, aloud now on social media, is Achilles Heel a good wrestling name for Mark Caboli? I think it's an outstanding.
It's perfect.
It's outstanding. My man tears two Achilles. Heel is a wrestling term. He'd be a heel. He'd be a great heel. Yep. He is the heel of the Pittsburgh media industry.
Mm-hmm.
But like behind closed doors, he loves being media police.
Yes, he does.
He is the Achilles heel.
Yes.
He said I should be the Mountie because you're Rico Dash.
Yes.
He's got me as the Mountie and then he's got him as Kid Callis. I think we could do better with those two. Rico Dash, very good. Achilles heel, outstanding in my not so humble opinion. The Mountie? We don't refer to ourselves as Mounties. We are not Canadian horse police officers.
Mm.
That's what a Mountie is.
Mm.
No one says, let's go Mounties. It's Mountaineers. So I can't be that. We'll figure something out. Yeah, we'll take text suggestions at 412-928-9370. Rico Dash, and then you can name us as wrestling characters.
Maybe you and McAfee could be a little West Virginia tag team.
Well, tag team.
Yeah. The 13-9.
I knew that was coming. I knew you were going to. Oh, it's 13-9. Here they come. Their finishing move is the choke job. That's actually not bad. Cals, what would your wrestling name be? You thought into that at all?
No, I figured you would have had something.
I don't want to be disparaging to our guy. You say I'm mean to you. I don't want to. I don't want to be.
Now you don't want to be disparaging.
I don't want to be misconstrued as whatever my name for you would be.
You've
to
got
be
a great opportunity
thing
here, and you're just like, nope. I do like the 13-9ers for you, though. That has a nice ring to it.
I'm fighting against every instinct not
it to. It really does have a good ring.
Not to clap back with something horrific as his name. You don't have. You can't. Not one suggestion for yourself. You got none.
Calisthenics. Bam.
Wow.
Get it? Because that's my name, Calis.
And everyone knows you are such a workout machine.
Yes.
All right, so Carter had a ton to say. He was at that joint practice yesterday between the Bills and the Steelers, and he said that he thought, this is his words, Zach Frazier was exceptionally good in the joint practice. I kind of feel like the Steelers are lucking out here a little bit in a way. They've had him battling with Herbig, and they still, even this last week, according to everything we've heard and all the people we've talked to, they had Herbig taken a lot of reps with the ones. You got to give Zach Frazier the room to spread his wings and to grow because he's going to be a really good NFL football player. I think he's going to be the Steelers starting center for 10 years. I think he's got that kind of mind, that kind of head on his shoulders, that kind of frame. He's a technician. He's a wrestler, like Achilles heel and like calisthenics over there. He's going to start this game. And I think he's going to play well, and I don't think we're going to be turning back for the next 10 years.
Do you think that they waited to start him this game because they knew that Russell Wilson didn't play in the first game and they wanted him to get that, you know, get his feet wet in the first game, and now the whole decision was to have Frazier and Wilson to start at the same time?
I know that they were working together after practice doing the center quarterback exchange.
Mm.
There's probably something to that, yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, Herbig might not play. Mike Tomlin said he'd leave the door ajar for guys like him. We'll see. I thought another interesting thing Carter said is something I did not think about this, and I'm a little embarrassed about this because I think Mike Tomlin left open some room for interpretation, I should say here. Tomlin said that the starters are going to go four series thereabouts.
Yep.
He said Russ Wilson's going to start, but Carter said Dulac believes that Russ is going to play two series and Justin's going to play two series, both with the ones.
Yeah.
That's newsworthy if that happens. I'm not saying it's a real battle, but it would lend credence to the people who think it's a battle. Russ gets the start, still pole position, but But if all the other starters are playing four series and he plays two and Justin Fields plays two, that's not gonna slow down those kinds of arguments.
Or it's because they feel that Russ doesn't need to play four and they'd rather protect him.
You can look at it that way.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And you want to get reps with Justin with the ones, like even though that there's, you know, we could look into it like there's a competition, but there's not. You could look at Justin Fields getting reps with the ones because he might have to at some point in the season and not making it something that's out of the ordinary, and also protecting Russ from a potential injury or re-injuring his calf.
Yeah, I do. I see where you're coming from. I also can't remember, but I don't recall when Ben got pulled from games with the other starters, like Landry Jones getting work with the starters. Like, I don't remember it like that. Now, it was different with Kenny and with Trubisky.
They also are going to use Justin this year. That does, just because he's not going to start doesn't mean he's not going to be in games playing with playing.
Now, that might be the perfect place to land.
Yeah.
Is you're going to be playing with these guys because we might have some stuff drawn up for you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like Justin Fields, I think that everybody understands this, that he is not going to be the typical second string backup clipboard, you know, let me listen to the play type quarterback standing on the sidelines. Like, he is going to play this year. He's just not going to be the starting quarterback, but they'd be ridiculous not to play him in some form or fashion in a package.
When you list their best offensive weapons, you're going Pickens, Freiermuth, in some order, right? Pickens, Freiermuth, the two running backs.
Yep.
Justin Fields probably should be on that list.
Yes.
So, yeah, I think you would be silly not to do that. And that's a change in my opinion, because I thought you're asking for trouble. As Pat and you so eloquently brought up yesterday, you're asking for people to do the chant thing. You're asking for boo birds if Russ should so much as throw an interception that gets returned 30 yards or something like that. But without Brandon Ayuk, as you're looking to score and manufacture points, Justin Fields, without question, is a weapon that they should utilize.
Mm-hmm.
And I was also encouraged by the way Carter talked about Fields. Because Carter's been in every one of these practices. He said Fields, from week two in camp, has been very consistent, much more so than minicamp and OTAs. He said he's closing the gap on Russ, but I thought the most telling quote from Carter was, they want Justin Fields to get where Russ is already with his mastery of the offense, his understanding of the offense. And that's something you've been saying for a long time.
Yep.
Is when Russ comes in, it's just going to look different because of his wealth of knowledge. So that would, the people who have had eyes on them and boots on the ground have all said different versions of that same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Justin Fields, impressive. But the hope is he gets to where Russ is right now.
Yes.
412-928-9370. I don't know why I just threw the phone number out there, but I did. What do you say we do a little great sponsored football segment filled with knowledge and fun brought to you by To Be Determined coming up next?
There's a lot of NFL stuff out there.
There's a ton. Drake May playing in a game.
Yes.
Kenny Pickett checking the ball down a lot.
Yes.
Plenty to get to. And we will when we come back. Callis, if you would, my friend. It's time for the soon-to-be-sponsored great football segment filled with knowledge and fun. Brought to you by, we will announce soon, music time. Ah, let's go!
Bang.
Do we want to start with what I found to be a fascinating pit note? Pit football note, Doran.
Of course.
Okay, we'll Let's start with that. So Pat Narduzzi, I thought, had a very telling quote yesterday. Apparently, there's a little bit of a quarterback battle there.
A little bit.
Right? Nate Yarnell, Eli Holstein.
Yes.
Now, Holstein's the transfer from Bama, right?
Correct.
And Pat Narduzzi said, yeah, it's a good competition. Here is the noteworthy thing, and we'll get into some of the NFL stuff here in a second. Pat Narduzzi asked if he's discussed how long the leash is for whoever starts the year at quarterback with Cade Bell. And here's the answer. Yeah, we've talked about it, and I trust Cade. But you live and learn. You think about things, you live and learn. Sometimes you can trust too much in this world. I'll be on top of it, okay? I'll be on top of it. Now, we know what happened last year.
Yep.
When asked about basically why Phil Jurkovec wasn't benched, Pat Narduzzi deferred to his offensive coordinator. Doesn't sound like that'll be the case this year. If whomever starts at quarterback doesn't play well, it sounds like he and his new OC, Cade Bell, will be on the same page.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, he's, and I give him so much credit for this. I've said this before, like, he's changed his whole mentality, and not his whole entire mentality, and not what got him to being a head coach. Like, he's still a defensive-minded head coach. But he's changed his mentality of the delegation because he knows, and this is kind of like the Steelers, like the urgency of getting back to where they were and to not have a season like last year. So he's going to have more eyes, his own eyes on the offensive side and as a whole of managing things than he probably ever has had to in his head coaching career. And I think he trusts himself to make the appropriate decisions at the times that need to be, those decisions need to be made. So, yeah, he's gonna go with his intuition over anybody else's at this point.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, Neil Brown did the same thing last year. Like, Neil was very, and Pat's not on the hot seat, I don't think, but bad year last season, he would admit that. He has admitted that. Neil Brown was on the hot seat, and he stopped allowing someone else to call the offensive plays.
Mm-hmm.
He said, if this is it, baby, I'm going out on my sword on what I know I'm good at, and if I fail, I fail because of me.
Yes.
Pat knows 3-9 is not good. He knows that's nowhere near the expectation that this program had set the previous 2 years where you win 20 games combined. So why not take charge?
Yeah.
Why not grab the wheel? I like it from Pat Narduzzi. And I'm intrigued to see what goes on with quarterback. The guess is you're going to see a lot of both against Akron. That would be my guess. And then you'll really find out against Cincinnati who the guy is.
No doubt.
Can you smell it?
Oh, yeah.
We are 10 shows in an hour and 21 minutes away from a full slate of college football, baby.
Oh, gosh.
The theme of this great sponsored football segment today is knowing when is the right time to move on from a quarterback. You heard, we told you what Pat Narduzzi said. Kenny Pickett plays yesterday for the Philadelphia Eagles. And I didn't see any of it, not going to lie to you. Watched some of the highlights this morning. But the social media reaction that I found in the For You tab from Philadelphia Eagles fans was they're ready to ship this guy out of town already. And the stat line for Kenneth Shane Pickett, not great. Completion percentage high, 11 out of 13, but for 67 yards. Check down Charlie, took 4 sacks for negative 24 yards. I have seen the sacks. I put a couple of them on Kenny. I don't want to sit here and crush Kenny Pickett. I don't think there's an appetite for that. It's not something I'm interested in doing. I do want to praise the Steelers organization, though, whether it's Canada's fault, Kenny's fault, some level of combination there where it's both dudes' fault. It didn't work out here. There's a lot of front offices in the NFL that would have seen that thing through for 4 years.
The old Steelers would have.
I 1,000% agree with that.
Yes, they would have.
And it's okay to cut bait and move on. I thought that's what made Jim Rutherford, when he was at the height of his powers, elite as a general manager in the NHL, is oopsies, me scoozy, made a mistake, let's move on, let's cut bait. He did it all the time. This organization did that with Kenny Pickett. And maybe Kenny goes on to have a great career, maybe Kenny doesn't go on to have a great career. The writing was on the wall, it wasn't going to work here, so kudos to the Steelers for moving on.
Yeah, they had to pull the cord. And we just talked about, Narduzzi and the urgency. Art said it. So that is, like with Kenny's situation, though, I think it will benefit him if he doesn't have to play at all this year and sit behind Hurts and kind of take a seat back and just watch. So I hope his career pans out. But that wasn't pretty last night.
Not pretty. Will Greer played as well.
He's on the Eagles?
Yeah, but he's their fourth guy. I don't think he's going to make the team.
Did Kenny play as the second or the third last night?
Kenny played as, I'd have to see if he started or not. And my apologies, I should know that. It's time for another Paul pause, where Paul Zeiss looks things up.
Because wasn't there a discussion that Kenny was getting beat out by the other guy?
Correct.
For the second string spot?
Correct. I'll get that for you in a second here.
All right.
The 33rd team came out with a ranking, Doran, of all of the receiver rooms in the NFL. Where do you think the Steelers ranked?
31st. No, 30th.
29th. Yep. 29th.
It was last.
You can't really quibble with it. And I'll tell you why. Because the Los Angeles Chargers are last. And we've talked about what they've done there. A total disservice to a guy that should be franchise quarterback level. They've got Ladd McConkey, DJ Chark, Josh Palmer. Quentin Johnston had a hell of a career in college. Brendan Rice. Ew.
Yeah, that's not good.
Patriots, 31. DeMario Douglas, Kendrick Bourne, Jalen Polk, KJ Osborne, Javon Baker. That right there tells you why you don't need Juju if you're the Steelers. You might think, oh, 29th, go sign Juju Smith-Schuster. The Patriots, according to the 33rd team, worse than the Steelers at the wide receiver position, and they just cut that guy short.
Yep.
So, you don't need him. He can't play football anymore. The 49ers, bye-to-bye, just throw it out there with Brandon Ayuk to have them ranked second in the National Football League.
And one is Miami?
Houston Texans.
Oh, wow.
That's how you surround a franchise quarterback.
Yes, it is. A young one.
In year two, when he's cheap. Diggs, Collins, Tank Dell, Noah Brown, John Metchie the third. And then third was the Dolphins. So Tyreek Hill, Jalen Waddle, Odell Beckham Jr. now part of that outfit. Whew. Malik Washington and Braxton Berrios.
Whew.
You're looking for that answer on Kenny Pickett?
Yes.
Kenny Pickett started the game.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
So maybe he was in pole position to be the backup, and we'll see if things change there in Philadelphia.
I'm willing to bet he'll be the backup this year.
Kenny?
Yeah.
You did give up a third round pick, right? So give up a third round pick, you're not going to want to have that guy be your third string guy.
Mm-hmm.
But you also got to go out there and prove
it. Yeah. You got to win. So I don't think they're really worried. Like, that's down on the list of things that they're worried about, but they are worried about at the same time. I don't know.
People are texting in, and I heard Donnie Football bring this up. If you do wind up striking out with Brandon Ayuk, maybe you look at the Houston Texans and see if they might be willing to part with one of their wide receivers.
I highly doubt it, because it's just what you said. You want to surround your young quarterback with weapons, and you feel like you were close last year in your first year as a head coach if you're D'Amico Ryans and C.J. Stroud. So why would you part with a weapon that you think that you were close last year, you added to it? That just wouldn't make any sense to me.
The only way it makes sense is if you'd send something other than a draft pick back in return that could help the team. But the Steelers, unwilling to do that for Brandon Ayuk, and any of the players that you'd be acquiring from Houston would not be as good, obviously, as Brandon Ayuk. Real quick, I find it interesting, the Bears listed fifth with DJ Moore, Keenan Allen, Rome Odunze, Tyler Squatt, and Velus Jones Jr.
That's pretty good.
It's very good.
Where's Seattle? Seattle's got to be up there.
I'm on it.
They're probably fourth.
Dun, 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 dun. Browns 12th, just if you're looking for the division. I can't find Seattle. I might have scrolled past them.
I mean, with Njigba, you got Lockett, and you got Metcalf. What? Pretty good.
Pretty good.
So you can't find it still?
Fourth, yeah. That's what I said.
Paul will now silently research statistics during our live radio show.
Yeah, we're stealing that from Starkey, but I feel like it absolutely fits there. And not only did I slow the show down, I also did this.
We did a bad job with the clock right there. We did a bad, bad job with the clock right there. Oh, yeah.
Bob Pompiani doing play-by-play for Steelers and Bills tomorrow night. He's going to join us at 9 o'clock. Bob Pompiani doing play-by-play, you know that, tomorrow night on Channel 2 for Steelers and Bills. He's going to join us at 9 o'clock. The 50-minute mark on The Fan is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. One of the great local reporters in this country, Sal Capaccio, was supposed to join us at 8:35, and I, for whatever reason, it's preseason for me too. I thought it was 9:35, even though you texted me twice and I read it multiple times that you said he was going to do 8:35.
Yeah, that's our bad. That's our bad, Sal. And he can't do 9:35 because he's in a radio production meeting. So
no!
I know we messed up.
No, I messed up. That's not your fault.
He's never coming back on again. Now he's like, these old young whippersnappers.
Oh man.
Just going to diss me like that.
I wanted his perspective on the Steelers, too. I want to know what's going on with the Bills, but he's got a great eye for things, and he gave really good notes on Kenny Pickett last year.
You messed up.
This is why Russ needs to play tomorrow, because you got to work out the kinks in the preseason. This right here would be a kink.
Yeah, but we have never won a Super Bowl. We've never won the number one award of morning shows in the country.
For Barrett.
Yes.
We're coming for that crown.
Once we do that, then it's like, I don't know if we need the warm-ups.
Then preseason, just forget about
whatever.
It. Sorry, Sal. Sorry to you. You go through.
I forgot too. I got to hold you. We have to hold each other accountable. Like, that's what we usually do. And I didn't hold us, the show, accountable. I could have easily been like, oh, we have Sal. I totally forgot. We were rolling. We were in the groove. That happens whenever you're just focused and rolling.
We were talking about Kenny Pickett. It felt like last year all over again.
Yeah, it's our bad.
Ah, jeez. All right. Well, sorry about that. Here are some next level Kenny stats from last night, by the way. Just while we're on it. 11 completions for Kenny. They averaged 0.7 yards through the air on each of those 11 completions.
What?
Meaning that the ball was caught on average at basically the line of scrimmage.
Man.
And he still took 4 sacks. 5.2 yards per attempt, 4.8 air yards per attempt. That is some check down Charlie stuff. And that's where I'll blame Canada. Because, and just the Steelers overall, we talked about it already on the show. They just beat it into his head, don't turn the ball over.
Yeah.
And now it's just, it's
PTSD.
Yeah, it's like riding the bike for him now. Like, you're
a shame.
I agree. In retrospect.
On both ends.
Right. And you said it, I think you said it from the beginning, like,
before the draft.
Yeah. Maybe not the best place.
Nope.
And I disagreed. I said that if you're a true franchise caliber quarterback, it shouldn't matter where you go. You block out the noise and you go perform. Nah, I was wrong.
I mean, look at the shoes he had to fill also. Like, I mean, I'm not making excuses at all. Like, trust me.
Big Ben.
Yeah, I mean, that's another component to it as well. And then playing in, you know, Pittsburgh and, you know, Matt Canada. Like, it was just never going to. It was an uphill battle forever. Like, no matter what, even if Kenny was still here, even if he played decent, it was always going to be an uphill battle. Like, he would never win.
He never would have been Ben. So
that would have,
in some people's eyes, that would have been a failure.
Yep.
And then, of course, we know how it ultimately went. All right, enough of Kenny Pickett. We're going to be joined by Bob Pompey. And I think he's coming on at 9. Maybe I booked him for 10. Maybe I booked him for 9:35. Bob Pompey. Scheduled to join us next. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. The Chevy Summer Drive continues at Sun Chevrolet. Up to $7,500 in rebates. Terms, conditions at sunchevy.com. Today, high 84, 95% chance of rain.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's not just about watching the game, it's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.